Part 2. Number 7.
When should we schedule the appointment?
A. In Mr. Slaughter's office. B. It isn't occupied. C. How does 11 sound? Number 8.
Who is demonstrating a new air purifier this weekend?
A. At the convention center. B. The public relations team. C. Yes, at the very end. Number 9.
Where did Harold put the file this morning?
A.
To show the client.
B.
I wrote it yesterday evening.
C.
On top of the cabinet.
Number 10.
How was the presentation rehearsal last night?
A.
There were too many mistakes.
B.
Yes, with the wall projector.
C.
He's feeling sick.
Number 11.
Joel is taking you to the airport, isn't he?
A.
He got a really great deal.
B.
The flight is about 4 hours.
C.
No, he had to change his plans.
Number 12.
What was the meeting about?
A.
Menu options.
B.
I'm pretty sure.
C.
He brought a few.
Number 13.
Which room contains the cleaning supplies?
A.
But I ordered some new ones.
B.
The second one on the left.
C.
No, it's drying.
Number 14.
The plants need to be watered before we leave.
A.
Andre told me that he'd do it.
B.
I'd like to reserve some.
C.
No, I left one in my office.
Number 15. Could you show me how to work the control panel? A.
Not very often.
B.
It might take a little while.
C.
It was my pleasure.
Number 16.
Would you update the inventory on the website this afternoon?
A. Unfortunately, I have other obligations. B. Did she arrive this morning? C. Yes, if they are invited. Number 17.
Why were so many cameras installed in our store?
A.
An electronic malfunction.
B.
I can't operate any of them.
C.
So nobody will steal our merchandise.
Number 18.
Who will be the new manager of the publishing department?
A.
On the 12th floor.
B.
I believe it's Weasley Elizondo.
C.
I'll schedule it for 4.
Number 19.
How many guest speakers will be at the convention?
A. The first one is at 5:30. B. Let me look at the schedule. C. You'll have to convince me. Number 20. Aren't you driving to the seminar tomorrow? A.
He took a taxi.
B.
It's about office management.
C.
I thought it was next Friday.
Number 21.
Would you prefer to listen to the radio or watch TV?
A.
I'll turn it up.
B.
We left them on the counter.
C.
I don't mind either.
Number 22.
How did you feel about the speech?
A.
It was so inspiring.
B.
He showed up in time.
C.
At the Grand Pavilion.
Number 23.
Can I make some recommendations about your trip?
A.
It will last for around 10 days.
B.
I'm thinking of taking a flight.
C.
I always appreciate your advice.
Number 24.
How much food do we need to order?
A.
Two more signatures.
B.
That depends on the attendance.
C.
For the most part.
Number 25. I thought this suit included a free tie. A.
Put it on for the ceremony.
B.
No, that's sold separately.
C.
Aren't they still in production?
Number 26.
Why don't you take out an ad in the paper?
A. Maybe you could try the classified section. B. I was thinking of putting one online. C. Around one or two pages. Number 27.
Could Alex stop by my office, or is he in a meeting?
A.
He was officially hired.
B.
It's on my desk.
C.
Oh, he just took off.
Number 28.
The new restaurant on 3rd Street has some of the worst service in town.
A.
I haven't rested all evening.
B.
The boiled lobster with lemon sauce.
C.
I know, but the food is incredible.
Number 29.
You still haven't fixed the air conditioner, have you?
A. No, I'll try to this afternoon. B. I'm washing them now. C. I haven't seen the picture. Number 30. Why did Betty Parkinson appear on the talk show? A.
No, she's from New York.
B.
In the main studio.
C.
To promote her new film.
Number 31.
The head office requires that you hand in a doctor's notice for sick days.
A.
No, she's visiting the dentist.
B.
Is that a recent rule change?
C.
A 2 o'clock appointment.